Welcome to The Confidence Crown. I'm your host, Lisa Hyde, and each week I'll be sharing a solo episode or bringing in a guest that will help you bust through your fears and get you laser focused on your dreams of time and financial freedom. I want to use this podcast as a way to empower as many women as I can to be financially self-sufficient because, babe, you rule. Think of me as your business bestie that's been through it all and here to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. And while I'm not claiming to have all the answers, hopefully I'll help you sidestep the last two. Ladies, it is time to earn and own your crown and be the yes queen you are destined to be. Together, let's make it rain. Episode 6 of The Confidence Crown. Grief as a caregiver. So I tapped into this a bit in one of the earlier episodes. I gave up my first career to become a caregiver for my mother. At the time, I really didn't think twice about it because it was my mom and she needed my help. My clients, on the other hand, well, they understood in the beginning, but eventually they realized I needed to dedicate all of my attention to her 24/7. This was also the time that I left that career for a high-end job in retail as a manager. It allowed me to have banker's hours and it was close to my home where she was staying. And I also had the flexibility to take her to medical appointments when necessary. I was lucky at the time. Both my staff and my district manager were fully aware and supportive of my limitations. So while I plugged away at work, I did put my personal life on hold. My energy was spent creating a calm and healthy environment for her, putting my emotions on the back burner. I honestly don't think I cried for 3 years, maybe even longer. And as I got closer, or I should say as we got closer to the end, I made sure to have weekly appointments with a therapist and a prescription for, of all things, Wellbutrin. It allowed me to help keep a medium pace. No highs, no lows, and just enough of an ability to keep me going day in and day out. My mom